This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Not do before. I think America as a whole in 1973 and 1974, not just my view, but obviously the administration, missed the opportunity to deal with the energy crisis that was before us. For a long time, our entire energy policy came down to cheap oil. This is an opportunity. What used to be long-term problems, be they in the healthcare area, energy area, education area, fiscal area, tax area, regulatory reform area, things that we had postponed for too long, that were long-term, are now immediate and must be dealt with. And this crisis provides the opportunity for us, as I would say, the opportunity to do things that you could not do before. The good news, I suppose, if you want to see a silver lining, is the problems are big enough that they lend themselves to ideas from both parties for the solution. That is also, I mean, we didn't just do the meeting with Senator McCain and Senator Lindsey. The president did not have that meeting just for optics. We covered very serious issues as it relates to spending reforms on government approach. He brought the idea of defense procurement. We have brought the idea of his corporate welfare commission, but how to spend money different, because it's not an argument
right,
about
so
government versus
that's foreign. Rahm Emanuel, and the first part is what we're concerned with. You know, that was the Wall Street Journal's CEO. Council, November 19, 2008. A lot of other fun things happened back in 2008. Anyway, and by fun I mean, you know, not so fun. So Rahm Emanuel really did say that. So, you know, as some more perspective before we push on, some people will say, oh, Chris, you don't think everything's a conspiracy, do you? Well, no, I don't think there's a conspiracy behind everything. But remember, conspiracy in simple terms, in spite of what the CIA would have you believe, is just two or more people plotting in secret to do something that's, you know, unsavory, shall we say, not morally above board, that's unscrupulous, that's less than virtuous, you know, kind of along the lines of what Jim in Illinois was talking about. And by the way, that excerpt from George Washington's farewell address it tops the description of yesterday's Road Warrior radio broadcast. However, combinations or associations of the above description may now and then answer popular ends, especially when you can create them yourself, right? Through the dialectical continuum. They are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. And that is a profound statement. So, you know, no, not everything is a conspiracy, but far more things that hit the public eye, I believe, are driven by some force that's less than accidental, shall we say. And again, you know, you have to read James Loewen's Lies My Teacher Told Me and understand, I think particularly in chapter 6, how this malaise has been instilled in the minds of most people. So Rahm Emanuel, the arsonist, metaphorically speaking, really did say that, you know? He really did say, you never want a perfectly good crisis to go to waste, a serious crisis, excuse me. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. He really did say that. And Edward Bernays really is quoted in The Hidden Persuaders. You know, Vance Packer quotes him in The Hidden Persuaders. And quoting from the American Academy of Political and social science, the science of politics and social engineering, perhaps, where Bernays, as Vance Packard noted, pointed out that newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. So, you know, there is that. And that was, you know, Vance Packard's book was published in 1957. Bernays's Engineering of Consent was published in 1947. Propaganda was published in 1928. This has been going on for a while. In 1952, Bertrand Russell wrote that this was not a very refined science then. That was 1952. Has it ended? Well, if you watch The Minds of Men, we see there seems to have been a considerable uptick in these same efforts in the post-1947 National Security Act era. And there, I see no evidence of a drawdown since then. I see no evidence, for example, of a retreat from the mainstream press of the CIA in light of the admission that the CIA had credentialed journalists on staff, or when after that, you know, congressional admission. And by the way, William Colby and William Casey both met with bizarre, what I would call untimely demises. Then George Bush, HW, says, we're not going to have credentialed journalists on staff anymore. And that's worse, because now we have the, you know, anonymous sources say, close to the, you know. So that nonsense. Anyway, back to perspective. So, you know, no, not everything is a conspiracy, but Rahm Emanuel did say that. And so when things hit the news, oh, it's a convenient thing, kind of like, again, Ron in Missouri and I were talking about, and Bernays did say what, you know, how this works. I mean, before there was Rahm Emanuel, there was Edward Bernays. And Bernays did what he was talking about. When he opens the first chapter of Propaganda, what a title for a book. Talk about truth in advertising. When he opens the book with the words, the conscious, and by the way, the chapter one titled Organizing Chaos, Ordo Ab Chao, esoteric title, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. The great democracy of the era that the think tanks helped cook up. This new great society, you know. Not freedom from coercion anymore, it's freedom from want. Remember, it was the new freedom, 1913, that Woodrow Wilson was writing about, or was he? Was that just, you know, was his name slapped on a think tank piece? Same thing that Manly P. Hall was writing about, the, you know, history, the great history of democracy from the annals of history. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we've never heard of. And he wasn't guessing. I always like to point out, you know, for those who don't know, go watch Adam Curtis's Century of the South, the four-part BBC documentary series. I think it was 2002. First part is essentially about Edward Bernays, happiness machines. Happiness machines, prosumers, Alvin Tofflerite, Future Shock, prosumers. And so again, you know, from Vance Packard's The Hidden Persuaders, when he's quoting Bernays saying in 1957, newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. This is a more literal statement, a more provocative window into what he has been doing for decades than people, I think, realize. Far more scandalous and damning than most people realize, I think. So back to perspective. On riparian rights, again, this is just some Montana trivia, you know, from the book Montana Trivia, 2005, Janet Spencer, page 47. Of all the water used in Montana, what percentage is used for irrigation? 96%, compared to 1.8% for domestic purposes. And the other question that I asked at the close of the last hour, in 1960, Norman Jeff Holter of Helena invented what currently used medical device for which he never accepted any money? The answer is the Holter heart monitor, used to record heart function during a variety of activities. So it turns out all this water scarcity nonsense we hear all the time everywhere might not be all it's cracked up to be, like the aforementioned ruses earlier. And I guess obscene profit making doesn't always have to be priority number one after all. It doesn't always have to be, you know, it's not everyone's driving force. Anyway, I want to press on and sort of get back to other matters of perspective. Returning to the subject of color revolution, I mentioned that in the first hour. So Terry McAuliffe, remember former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, the guy whom the FBI was investigating, cozy relationship with Andrew McCabe, was trying to give Joe McCabe's campaign, you know, $750,000 to run for state office, you know, Dr. Joe McCabe, with no political background, while her husband is a high-level FBI agent. McAuliffe has deep, close ties to the Clinton machine at all. None of that is suspicious, of course. Guy's under investigation. You know, let's have him on Face the Nation. So here is that appearance. Go ahead if you're ready, please.
We're back with former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, who's here to talk about his new book, Beyond Charlottesville, Taking a Stand Against White Nationalism. It's out in July and looks at what led to the violent Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville and how Virginia and the country continue to deal with racism. Good to have you here. Certainly your state of Virginia continues to deal with racism. The governor, Northam, who we heard from last week, has refused to resign, despite near universal calls among elected Democrats to do so. Can he survive?
Yes, I think he's made the decision he's going to stand. But the way that Ralph survives and brings Virginia back together, he's got to lean in on these very important issues, which I talk about in the book. He's got to use executive authority as governor. You know, I used executive authority. I took the Confederate flag off the Virginia license plates. I banned the box on any state employment forms. And as you know, I restored the felon rights of 173,000 individuals, more than any governor in U.S. history. I was sued by the Republicans. We ultimately won. And the reason I was so adamant about doing that was because of Virginia's racial history. It goes back to the Jim Crow laws. In 1902, a state senator, disenfranchisement of felons, a poll tax, and a literacy test, to put it in our Constitution. And his quote that day is, "I'm doing this to eliminate the darkie from being a political factor in Virginia." Well, 114 years later, was new sheriff in town, and I was able to enfranchise all these people to give them a second chance. And this is what our leadership in Virginia needs to do. We need to lean in. We've had a horrible history. You look at Charlottesville. Margaret, I can't even say to you on TV what I heard that day against members of the African-American community and members of the Jewish faith. These people walking down the streets, you know, they used to wear hoods. They used to do it at night because they were embarrassed. They don't feel they have to wear hoods anymore, and they can do it in broad daylight. Something has gone wrong in our country. And I talk in the book about how we got to bring our country back together again. Mm-hmm. We got to deal with the issues of the past, but we need to go forward.
What about the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, who faces sexual assault charges? Can he survive?
Very serious allegations have been made. They need to be investigated. He has called for an investigation. The two women have called for an investigation. I believe this week in Massachusetts, mm-hmm. they've opened up an investigation, and I believe the Duke University has opened up an investigation. So we will go through that process. What I'm hoping now is what has happened here that, you know, we're a great state. And I was very proud as governor. I eliminated all the horrible biases that we had. Remember when I came into office, the Republicans had wanted to shut all the women's clinics down. We had horrible legislation against women, the transvaginal bill, horrible legislation against members of the LGBT. We got rid of all that. We became open, welcoming. That's why we got Amazon. There was no question. You know, I put the bid in.
I want to ask you about that.
Yeah, that's why we got Amazon. You cannot succeed as a governor. You cannot grow your state unless you're perceived as open and welcoming to everyone.
Well, so New York, as you know, Amazon pulled out of New York after they had bid for this facility there. But some of the outcry locally and then nationally from progressives was saying this is a win against big corporations. This is a win for a little guy, the little guy. I mean, for you, what do you think the impact is? Does this in any way paint the Democratic Party as well as anti-business?
I certainly hope not. Listen, I put the bid in for Amazon in September 17 while I was governor. Before I put the bid in, I worked with my state legislators. I worked with all of the local communities in Northern Virginia and Richmond and Hampton Roads. So when our bid went in, everybody was all in. I cannot for the life of you understand after this bid went in, why the locals came out against it. You should have done the due diligence before you submitted the bid. It just doesn't make any sense. But more importantly, our bid, and we won, and we're going to create 25 up to 37,000 jobs in Virginia, high-paying jobs. You've got to build an economy for the future. I just read a report that artificial intelligence will eliminate 40% of the world's jobs in the next two decades. You better be creating new 21st century jobs. We welcome Amazon. Now, they don't get any money until they come in, create the jobs, and pay the taxes. It's all how you structure the deal. So if Jeff Bezos, if you're watching here, thank you for
what a bunch of nonsense. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around, folks, more right after this break.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. The distance, he's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define.
Welcome back.
Shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse.
I hope we can just be honest about some of this stuff. You know, so we played Terry McAuliffe. Did Chuck Grassley ever get answers to his questions from the FBI? You know, on that whole, you know, what was going on there, Andrew McCabe, Terry McAuliffe, Jill McCabe, Hillary Clinton, what's going on here? you know, but who cares? I mean, you know, who has time? Who has time to get to the bottom of corruption? Let's just have Terry McAuliffe on Face the Nation last Sunday and just, you know what? We don't have time. Remember the lynch mob? You know, we just keep failing forward. Always the same mistakes. You know, and, you know, fancy signs. You see, so Terry McAuliffe is talking about color revolution, essentially. And how convenient for him to have a book out now. He has time to write a book. Do you really think Terry McAuliffe wrote a book? Sit down and try to compile your thoughts and put together a book. Who, again, the question is, qui bono? Who benefits? One of the videos we'll probably get to, the RT video, and all of this stuff came out on the same day. Basically, here, I'll put it out, you know. So this Face the Nation piece on Sunday, last Sunday, February 17th, 2019, former Governor Terry McAuliffe on Virginia's ongoing controversies. And he's talking, you know, oh, you know, I put the bid in for Amazon. It was, you know, come on. That's such a bunch of nonsense. Like, you know, Amazon's going to go anywhere else. Amazon's going to go home. To, you know, to Langley, to Arlington, to Quantico. Amazon's going to go home. Dr. Evil wants to go home, you know? And what is, you know, getting back to Jack in California's point, I think that was yesterday, you know, what is the same major driving force of the Virginia economy that is of the United States economy? It's the DefSec industry. You know, whether it's the Pentagon or, you know, Booz Allen Hamilton, it's all the same operation that shouldn't exist, by the way. And I wonder if we could play a little clip. You know, I included in the one video that I've ever made for the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel, it was titled Audit the Fed, HR 1207 and the Financial Sector Assessment Program. Part one, supposed to be part one. Part two is supposed to really, you know, blow the scandal wide open on what everyone should already know, the fact that, you know, the FSAP program and every other iteration of that is just the same old nonsense. Same thing that bad guys were doing 100 years prior at the turn of the 20th century. Brer Rabbit, you know, oh, please don't throw us in the briar patch. Don't pass the Federal Reserve that we wrote in secret over a period of years. Please don't do that. You know, we have all of these, we have this economic crisis that we've cooked up. I mean, we have this economic crisis and someone should do something about it. If we only had a Federal Reserve, which, you know, was not the original title, but again, you know, we have these titles. You got to put a fancy title on it. Call it the Patriot Act and people will think it's patriotic. So call it the Federal Reserve, even though it's not federal and there is no reserve. It's a fractional reserve system. Yeah, but what is that fallacy? I can't think of what that is because it's circular reasoning. The reserve is just another one of the same. You know, it's a system of infinite specious currency. It's backed by nothing. There is no reserve. Reserve implies that, you know, there's something backing it, but there isn't. Kind of like how the NSA says it's not, you know, they don't call it collection until they actually look at what's in the bucket. Well, if I'm putting stuff in a bucket, you and I would probably agree that's called collecting, wouldn't we? Couldn't we agree on that? Pretty sure we could. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place, and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had
a
very good relationship.
That was a shocking admission from Alan Greenspan. Shocking. That was included in the one video that I made. Alan Greenspan really did say that. And so, you know, Chuck Grassley asks, what's going on here? FBI, please tell us. Yeah, you know, like Greenspan says, since the FBI is an independent agency, then, you know, and we don't have to answer to anybody. It's one of those quasi-executive agencies, you know, administrative fourth branch stuff. Yes, Virginia, there are four branches, at least according to Senator Pat McCarran, who, when Congress was passing the Administrative Procedure Act, said on the Senate floor that they had created a fourth branch. Lest we be confused, he reiterated several times. So now we have the executive, so by the Constitution, we have the executive, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch, and now the administrative branch. That's what Senate Judiciary Chairman Pat McCarran said in 1946. I'm not a Senate Judiciary Chairman. And now Chuck Grassley asks, what's going on here, federal agency? And agency says, nah, who do you think you are? You can't ask us questions. So, is there a problem here? Anyway, so Terry McAuliffe is part of this machine that enjoys a cozy sort of insular position and also has, you know, the DefSec industry, you know, a big part of what generally folks agree is, you know, shall we call a branch of the deep state? Shall we call it that? An arm of the deep state? The DefSec industry, particularly in Virginia. And so he conveniently writes a book, and he's talking about color revolution. We got this white, you know, white nationalist threat. Oh my goodness. Beyond Charlottesville. How convenient that he has a book. I talked about the Fox News story, Coast Guard Lieutenant dubbed domestic terrorist. You know, he's a white nationalist. Had a hit list of Democratic lawmakers. Christopher Paul Hassan. Uh-oh, three names. No one died yet, and they gave three names? How did that happen? That's weird. Did an op go wrong or something? Did the Manchurian candidate misfire? What happened there? So, you know, 49-year-old lieutenant. Honestly, in my whole life, I've never heard of such a thing. Never. Didn't even know that was possible. 49-year-old lieutenant. Really? Charged with unlawful possession of a firearm and an opioid called tramadol. That's not suspicious at all. Doesn't fit the profile of a Manchurian candidate at all. You know, doing searches for white nationalist garbage, sending emails through, you know, I mean, none of that's suspicious at all. None of that looks like a phony paper trail or a phony digital trail. None of that is suspicious at all. Not at all. It doesn't fit the usual, you know, and then when we get back to the music industry, maybe we should get into, you know, he overdosed or he had a heart attack or, you know, like Jim Morrison. I don't know. It's just, you know, heart failure. Just heart failure. And, you know, the textbook intelligence community way of killing people, autoerotic asphyxiation, and guys like David Carradine dying that way, or he hanged himself in a closet. Wait a minute. He was in a closet, a hotel room closet, and he hanged him? How is that possible? Because, you know, you try to, just doesn't seem possible. Yeah, never mind that. That's what happened. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So anyway, Terry McAuliffe, you know, part of the, apparently the folks, the crew who is largely unaccountable, conveniently writes a book talking about white nationalists, the white nationalist problem, and the power struggle, what seems to be a coup happening in the chain of command in Virginia these days, the unlikely, you know, apparently if you just accuse someone of something, the media is becoming increasingly effective year after year because of a gullible and non-thinking general public who is more interested in post-truth, a persuasive argument than facts. You know, the media playing judge, jury, and executioner, and the public buying into this hogwash. You know, the ridiculous chain of command nonsense in Virginia. Doesn't anybody realize there's probably something? What's going on behind the scenes? Again, who benefits? Why did Terry McAuliffe write a book? Who benefits? What is the purpose of this book? It seems nonsensical from a, you know, taking it at face value, it makes no sense. Hopefully that makes sense. So next installment, we need to move on. Farron Cousins over at the Ring of Fire. An entry the same day. So I said I'd mention all of these. So you have Face the Nation, Sunday, February 17th. Terry McAuliffe, just not a good person. I mean, I'll just say that. How about that? That's probably not a good thing to say, but, you know, he's one of those guys. And I always wonder about, you know, folks with that particular speech impediment, for guys like Terry McAuliffe and Tom Brokaw and what's his name? You know, New York. You know, the cross-dresser. Giuliani. I wonder about people like that, or with the pinky deal going on, you know, Hank Paulson and guys like that. Is that a Masonic thing? You know, you get your tongue. Something happens to your tongue, and that's, you know, if you ever do anything, we'll cut your tongue out kind of thing. Or the pinky, you know, you've sworn allegiance. Who knows? That's conjecture on my part. But it's just interesting. You notice those kinds of things sometimes. So there was the Face the Nation segment. Farron Cousins did his thing, the Ring of Fire, same day, Sunday. Police officers are working with far-right extremists, text messages show. And this, again, is a recurrent theme that we've talked about on this broadcast and this network. Also, the day before, again, Fancy Coup, U.S.-backed workshops exposed as revolution masterclasses. You know, Gene Sharp never worked with the CIA, except when he worked with the CIA. Yeah. And, you know, there's other fun stuff. So we'll start there. That's kind of returning to what I was saying in the first hour. This is kind of where we're headed. And so we got Terry McAuliffe here. If we can play that audio clip. This is, again, Farron Cousins' Ring of Fire entry. And it's on YouTube. You can find it. We had to edit it because, you know, we had to take the expletive out. But, again, on YouTube, it's titled, Police Officers Are Working With Far-Right Extremists, Text Messages Show. This is pulling the curtain back on the wizard a little bit. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
One of the weirdest things we have seen develop in the Donald Trump era here in the United States are these little alt-right rallies that kind of pop up. And no, I'm not talking about the people who line up and go to the Trump speeches. I'm talking about what happened in Charleston. I'm talking about things that have happened in Portland, things that have happened in cities all over this country where these alt-righters gather together. Maybe they've got tiki torches. Maybe it's just the Proud Boys. Who the hell knows what these morons want to call themselves on any given day? But they like to show up, create chaos, bait people into fighting them, and then play the victims like they're somehow oppressed. Well, about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, I guess, in Portland, this was actually December 2017, so a year and 2 months ago, sorry. In Portland, there was one of these little rallies. And according to a massive new report by the Willamette Week, they actually uncovered text messages via a Freedom of Information Act request that showed that leaders in the police force were texting with leaders of this alt-right group that was going to go stage this rally, and they were kind of working out a deal to where the members of the alt-right group that had outstanding warrants wouldn't be arrested at the rally. The people involved in the text messages were Police Lieutenant Jeff Nia, and he was collaborating with the Patriot Prayer leader Joey Gibson. Councilwoman Joanne Hardesty recently brought this up in a council meeting, talking about this deplorable behavior by the police working with these violent alt-righters. Here's one of the text messages. I got to give you a preface here. You know, Nia told Gibson that he doesn't see a need to arrest his assistant, who often brawls with Antifa protesters, even if he has a warrant, unless, of course, that assistant were to commit a new crime. So here's the text message. Just make sure he doesn't do anything which may draw our attention from this police lieutenant. If he still has the warrant in the system, I don't run you guys, so I don't personally know. The officers could arrest him. I don't see a need to arrest on the warrant unless there is a reason. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but couldn't the reason be that he's got a warrant out for his arrest and you see him hanging out? That's how that works. How does this police lieutenant not understand that the reason to arrest somebody is because of a warrant? And this is an assistant who frequently, during these, Patriot Prayer Idiot Gathering, who routinely tries to fight with protesters, counter-protesters. He's got a warrant out. That's your reason to arrest him. But instead, as the paper pointed out, as these text messages prove, these police officers were more interested in helping out the alt-right. You know, these fascists, these racists, these bigots, police officers, at least in this one instance, were on their side. And even though they knew that they had criminals amongst their ranks, criminals with outstanding warrants, they made an agreement to not arrest them.
That's
the only question I have.
That's it.
Can we cut it? How many other police departments around the country have made similar agreements, these deals with the devil, to not arrest these violent, disgusting, and vile?
Yeah, most of them.
Right-wing
protesters. Most of them. That's how it works. That's yeah. So, you know, again, that's textbook. COINTELPRO, create an informant kind of thing. That's FBI. You know, and you go back to the Intercepts series on FBI technology, or, you know, you go look through your local CAFRs, comprehensive annual financial reports that show that your community is getting FEMA cash and where is it going? And usually law enforcement is one of the biggest recipients. And, you know, they get lots of hardware and they get lots of cash for different programs and stuff. But, you know, these, as The Intercept has pointed out, particularly when the FBI gives local law enforcement, for example, their little gifts, you know, to spy on people. Here's a catalog of fun hardware, but you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement before you get any of the hardware that says you can't tell anyone about this, or if they find out where it came from. You can't tell them where it came from if they find out. So that's fun. Speaking of, you know, the FBI is an independent agency, and as such, you know, is there a problem here? So anyway, that's how this works. And again, crowds on demand. Crowds on demand. What? Hire demonstrators for PR events. Your home for protests, rallies, advocacy audiences. So here's the thing. With this incident, Farron Cousins is talking about Portland. Again, this is based on the NBC News story that's actually linked in the video that they put up from February 15th. See how all of this comes out on the same day? See what I'm saying? Like in the same 24-hour news cycle. Is that curious? Two sides of a color revolutionary theme? Here's what happened, and you should be upset about it, and here's why, and here's how upset you should be. That kind of thing. See what I'm saying? It's Machiavelli. He would be proud. You know, Machiavelli and Edward Bernays sort of, you know, all rolled into one. So the February 15 NBC News story, texts show collusion between police and far-right extremists, Oregon official claims. Here's the thing, and that's Councilwoman Joanne Hardesty. So, as I have said before, I was in town, actually, on the occasion mentioned. I happened to be in town for a wedding, and I mentioned to one of the folks in the party as these people were assembling and starting to get ready to do their little march protest thing, I said, you know, sometimes these people are busting and paid to be here. And so the person I said that to happened to be in the lobby of a hotel at one point that all of these people were gathered in pre-march, you know, protest thing, and some of them were making signs, and this person asked one of them, a couple of them sitting at a table making signs, so how much were you guys paid to be here? And they both got deer in headlights looks, like, what, you guys, how do you know that? And when that was conveyed to me, I said, see what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. So just to be aware of this kind of stuff, and look, 2 years later, we're still talking about this. But this shouldn't be news, ever. It should go like a lead balloon. It goes nowhere. Yeah, you know, it's probably just another instance of the FBI suborning folks to create, you know, take low-level criminals like what we hear about in that segment there and turn them into informants so that they can spy on people and conscript other people to the COINTELPRO effort. That's, you know, and then we can create a color revolutionary sort of impetus, and then through the media we can say, oh, look what's going on. No one's going to say anything because you got low-level criminals who are dishonest anyway, and they're being glamorized through this process and having fun, probably paid to do it. Why would they want to stop doing that? And if they get compromised in the process, then the FBI burns them, and they've talked about that, how they actually enjoy doing that. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So, final segment of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Hopefully all of this is making sense and you can see the confluence of things. By the way, I misspoke slightly. It's the CIA that's actually known for burning assets. They seem to enjoy it. They brag about it from time to time. But, you know, back to the subject of refactoring. I mentioned in the first hour, Martin Fowler talking about refactoring. Guy who wrote the book on the subject, literally. Refactoring is lots of small changes, none of which change the observable part of the software. And so you start thinking about that in context of, like, you know, Norbert Wiener, cybernetics, B.F. Skinner, the operant conditioning model, you know, technocracy, communitarianism, all of this social engineering in, you know, technocratic sort of terms. And you can see the parallels there. Hopefully that makes sense. You know, the small changes that don't change the observable structure of society, so to speak. So you have things like color revolution, for example, and all of these little coups. You have mimetic warfare and fun things like that that change the little pieces and that change the individuals even. Unbeknownst to folks, because they're unaware of, well, you know, any of this, and that it, any of it's happening. It all just seems, even though when you step back, you know, again, all of these pieces on the same day, published on the same day, that just seems unlikely. First of all, everyone picked up on all of this on the same day. You know, the same day that Terry McAuliffe was scheduled to be on, because that didn't just happen by accident. He was scheduled on Face the Nation. They don't do impromptu guests. So conveniently, it all just came together in about a 24-hour news cycle. That's fantastic. How convenient. We still have to play the last one, the RT clip. Fancy coups, U.S.-backed workshops exposed as revolution masterclasses. Here's what you should be upset about. Well, if I step back and ask the question, Ki Bono, who benefits from all of this, it's all the same sort of color revolutionary impetus. Who's benefiting? You know, how does George Soros benefit as what I would call, you know, a cross between the Zek and Albert Hakim? How does he benefit? So, you know, this is why I think it's important to understand Machiavelli, at least a basic understanding of the Prince, for example, which is just, you know, the bad guy handbook on how to wage war, soft war, through intrigue and deception. That'll do it for the second hour. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the